And now let us journey to England. In England, the children like to hear about Dick Whittington and his cat. Now, this is a true story about a real boy. Many years ago, in the reign of King Edward III, there was a little boy called Dick Whittington, whose father and mother died when he was very young. As poor Dick was not old enough to work, he was very badly off. He got little for his dinner, and sometimes nothing at all for his breakfast. Now, Dick had heard many very strange things about the great city called London, for the country people all thought the streets there were paved with gold. "I will go to London," said Dick, and he set off. But when he got there, he saw dirt instead of gold, and he sat down in a dark corner and cried himself to sleep. Little Dick was all night in the streets, and since no one paid any attention to him, it wasn't long before the poor boy was weak and faint from hunger. At last he lay down exhausted at the door of a house. It happened to belong to Mr. Fitzwarren, a rich merchant. When he saw the dirty, ragged boy, the kindly merchant said,
Bring him into the house and give him a good dinner. And, my boy, you can stay on here as kitchen boy if you like, and do what work you can to help the cook.
Living in Mr. Fitzwarren's house was certainly better than living in the street, and Dick would have been very happy but for two things. First, the cook was ill-natured and mistreated him so badly that Mr. Fitzwarren's pretty daughter Alice had to say to her one day, "Well, now look here, cook, you really must treat poor Dick more kindly." And second, Dick's bed was in a garret, a tiny room at the very top of the house right under the roof, where there were so many holes that every night the poor boy was tormented with rats and mice. Finally, Dick Whittington felt he could stand it no longer. "I must run away," he said. I'll tie a few scraps of food in this handkerchief, and I'll sling them on my stick over my shoulder, and I'll slip out of the house very early in the morning and head for the countryside." So he turned his back on London, as he said, "The big city of London is too hard a place for a poor boy like me to seek his fortune." After walking several miles, he grew tired. He sat down on a milestone to rest a while. It was Sunday morning, and the church bells began to ring. Suddenly it seemed to Dick that they were speaking to him, and this is what they said. "Turn again, Whittington, thou worthy citizen, Lord Mayor of London." Dick felt so much encouraged by the message of the bells that he did turn again. He turned right round and tramped all the way back to London, determined not to lose heart, but to work harder than ever. Then one day, a gentleman gave Dick a penny for shining his shoes, and Dick took the penny and bought a cat from a little girl. He took the cat to his room, and in a short time, he had no more trouble with the rats and mice. Soon afterwards, Dick's master had a ship ready to sail away and trade in foreign lands across the sea. He asked each of the servants what they would like to send along in it to try for good fortune. Since Dick had neither money nor goods, he sent his only possession, his cat. "Goodbye, dear puss," he said. "Maybe you will bring us both good luck." We must now follow Miss Puss to the coast of Africa. There, the captain of Mr. Fitzwarren's ship went to see the King and Queen of Barbary in order to sell them his goods. He had not been there long when he noticed a vast number of rats and mice. "Oh," said the king sadly, "I would give half my treasure to be freed of these vermin." The captain jumped for joy. Away he went to the ship, and putting Puss under his arm, he hurried back just in time to see the king's dinner table full of rats. Without even being asked, the cat jumped out of the captain's arms, and in a few minutes, the table was clean. The king was so pleased, he bought the ship's cargo for a good price and then paid 10 times as much for Dick Whittington's cat. So Miss Puss went to live with the king and queen of Barbary in their royal palace and became their favorite and the pet of the whole household. The captain sailed back to England and told Mr. Fitzwarren all that had happened. The merchant sent for Dick, who was scouring pots for the cook, and told him of his wonderful good fortune. Poor Dick, well, he was just beside himself with joy. He gave some of the money to the captain of the ship and some to the servants. Yes, even to the ill-natured old cook. That's the kind of boy he was. Then he went to a tailor, and he had some fine clothes made and dressed like a gentleman. And when his face was washed and his hair curled and his hat cocked up, he was quite as handsome as any of the young men who called on Mr. Fitzwarren's daughter, Pretty Alice. You remember her, don't you? Alice had always liked him anyway, even when he was poor, for his kind ways and his cheerful manner. And so Dick and Alice were married. They lived in great splendor and were very happy. Later on, Dick Whittington became sheriff of the city, and 3 times he was elected Lord Mayor of London. And finally, the day came when he was knighted by King Henry V and became Sir Richard Whittington. So you see, it's a good thing not to be discouraged when things are going badly. All this good fortune came to Dick because he decided not to run away, but to make a fresh start when the church bells seemed to tell him, "Turn again, Whittington, thou worthy citizen, Lord Mayor of London."